Michael, so much, and what a joy it is to be back. You'll be turning in your Bible to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, and thank you, Gene. Robert trained you well on how to both play and sing, and did a great job. I don't know that I'd ever heard you sing. I hadn't heard you play till this week, and you're the talented Gillis. I knew there was one somewhere. I just had never run across them, you know. And so it's good to hear you. And thank you, Donna and Sue. Sue, I asked her if she could sing a la mode if we didn't have anybody to play. And so thank you for playing and thank you for singing. And I love just being informal and having fun in the Lord, don't you? It's good. It's good. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. One more time. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, Sunday morning, we looked at being redeemed, at being saved, just how to know Jesus Christ. Sunday night, we looked at being right with Him. Last night, we looked at reaching out to lost people. We saw that friends don't let friends die lost. Tonight, I want us to look at being released. Released. As I've retired and traveled around several states and preached almost every week, preaching more now than I've ever preached in my life, one of the things I'm finding in churches are that there are many Christians who, there's no question, they're saved, and yet they seem to be bound up in their life. And there are many Christians that are dragging around a fear in their life, dragging around a bondage, and they need to find release in their life. One of the great promises that we find for believers in the Bible is the forgiveness of sin that's listed in this passage. The forgiveness of sin and the fact that God is faithful when we confess our sin and we just say, God, I've sinned, and we name that sin to Him and we quit playing like it was just a mistake and we say, God, I sinned. Then when we confess it, He says that God is faithful and He's just and He will forgive us and He will cleanse us. And if you'll notice in that, He will cleanse us not from just part of our sins, but the verse says He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so He will cleanse us and forgive us of any and every sin in our life. Now, if we don't claim that promise as believers, we will not live in victory in our life. If we don't claim that promise, we won't live the victorious life, and we'll live every day bound up and in bondage. So let me ask you a question tonight. This verse says that when we confess our sin, God forgives our sin and cleanses us from our sin. But here's the question. What does God do with the sins that you and I confess? What does God do with the sins that you and I confess? Does He keep it somewhere? Does God collect that sin somewhere? Is one day in the future, God's going to call a sin and say, y'all look what I collected out of this one's life and look what I collected out of that. I mean, there are people that are living in fear every day that one day God is going to drag all the sin of their life out and just show it to everybody. Now, we know from Scripture that there are some things that God collects. For instance, we can know from the book of Psalms that God collects tears. Because in Psalm 56 and verse 8 it said, put thou my tears into thy bottle. And what that tells us is that God is aware of every broken heart, of every pain, and of every tear that any of His people shed. Second thing we know that God collects is prayers. Because over in the book of Revelation, it talks about, and there were four living creatures and 24 elders that fell down before the Lamb, and each of them had a harp, and they had a golden bowl. And it said that that bowl was full of incense, which was the prayers of the saints. It is the prayers of God's people. So God collects the prayers of His people. Now then, if God collects tears and God collects prayers, then let me ask you, does God then have a collection of our sins that we've confessed and He has forgiven? Is He going to bring them out one day? Do we have to live in bondage and live in dread? Well, I want to share with you tonight five things that the Bible teaches that God does with our sin when we confess it. Five things that He does with confessed sin. First thing that we're going to look at is that God throws confessed sin away. Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 17 says this, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. 1974, when I was in seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, we had a terrible tornado come through. It hit a little town called Brandenburg, Kentucky, and it just wiped it off the face of the earth. So much of the town was just thrown out into the Ohio River. And they asked for volunteers to come and to help. And I was one of the seminary students that went down to help. And my assignment down there was to work in this tent where people had sent boxes of clothes to donate to them. And I was absolutely amazed. They told us, they said, now, what we want you to do, they had all these boxes piled up, and we want you to go through these boxes and you separate out the bad clothes from the good clothes. Well, I was surprised. I thought if anybody was going to send clothes to help tornado victims, they'd send good clothes. But they didn't. I mean, folks, we opened some boxes and folks just seemed like had gathered up old, dirty, nasty clothes. I mean, they were torn, they were filthy, all of this, and they just put them in boxes, and they had sent those boxes of clothes. And they said, that's the kind of stuff that we get, and we need you to go through and sort them out. And so all day, I stood at this table, and I'd go through boxes of clothes, and I'd hold it up, and I'd look at it. And when I came across some of those tattered clothes and those dirty clothes and stinking clothes, I'd throw them in the pile behind us. And the good ones would lay over here. And somebody would come get them and size them and fold them and put them where they could be given away. But we'd find old nasty clothes and we'd throw them behind us. And when I read that verse of Scripture of what God does with our sin when we confess it, I remember that day because the Bible says He has cast all of our sin behind Him. There is not one sin that we confess to God that He keeps. There's not one of them that's worth keeping. Every sin is nasty and filthy, and when God forgives it, it is discarded, it is thrown behind His back. Now, it is easy to accept the fact that God tosses some of our sin. Most of us could readily say, yeah, I believe when I confess this and I confess that and I confess that, that God throws it away. But for most people, it's hard to believe that God tosses all the sin that they confess. Because there's usually in somebody's life one or two things that they have done that they confess to God and said, God, I've sinned, forgive me. But they're just not sure God forgave them. They're just not sure God dealt with that sin. Oh yeah, I can believe He did all these and He threw them behind my back. But oh, I did that time and I confessed it to God, but I'm not sure He really threw that one behind His back. And maybe you're here tonight and there's some sin in your life that you have honestly confessed to God, but you're still not sure that God has taken that sin and thrown it away. I can tell you, according to the Word of God, He has thrown it away. But there are folks that are carrying it around like an old, dirty, stinking rag, carrying the memory of it, carrying the fear of it, carrying the guilt of confessed sin around when you have no reason to be carrying it, because God has forgiven it, and when He forgives it, He tosses it. He tosses it. Amen? Now say, God has tossed my sin. God has tossed my sin. Listen, there is release in understanding that when we have confessed our sin, God has tossed it. But just to make sure that we understand how released we are in Christ, not only does He throw our sin away that we confess, but secondly, the Bible teaches us that He sinks confessed sin into the depths of the sea. The book of Micah, chapter 7 and verse 19 says this, Thou wilt cast all their sin into the depth of the sea. Thou wilt cast all their sin into the depth of the sea. Now I read about this dignified church that a man started attending. And he was a man that liked to exhort and to encourage the preacher when he was preaching, like some of y'all do. And it's good. And so the preacher would say something. He'd say, Amen, amen. Well, that was a dignified, stuck-up church, and it got to bothering people, and they talked to the ushers, and they said to the ushers, y'all need to get him to settle down. And the ushers told him, said, now, you're just going to have to settle down. We don't do that here, and we're much more dignified. And he tried, but he just couldn't control himself. And the preacher would say something. He'd, Amen, Amen. Kind of like Brother Jim. And Amen. And so he would, Amen, you know. So the ushers just finally talked to him one day and said, look, you're disrupting this dignified church. So what we want to do, we put a speaker in the library and we want you, just if you don't mind, go sit in the library and listen to the sermon. You can say amen as much as you want to. He said, that's no problem. I'll be glad to do that. So he went in the library and he was in there and they were having their dignified service and they heard the awfulest commotion out in the hall. And they went out, and he was in the hall just running back and forth, hollering, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen." And the ushers went to him and said, "Man, what in the world?" He said, "Well, I went in the library, said I couldn't find any religious material in there, but I found the National Geographic." And he said, "I got to reading in that National Geographic about that Mariana Trench in the ocean, and that it's the deepest place in the ocean, and it's 7 miles deep, and God has taken all the sin that I've confessed, and He sunk it 7 miles deep. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord." Listen to me. When we confess sin, when God forgives that sin, He sinks that sin. And when God sinks it, it's like a rock and not like a cork. It ain't coming up. It is gone down to stay, and it is never coming up again, and you don't have to face it again in your life when you confess it and God cleanses it. He tosses our sin and He sinks our sin. There's a third thing that God does with our sin when we confess it. Not only does He toss it, and not only does He sink it, but the Bible says that God forgets it. God forgets it. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 34. He said, "For they shall know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord, and I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more." God said, "I will not remember their sin anymore." Have you ever heard of somebody having amnesia? Now, amnesia is a problem that a person can have, and it's where they have a loss of memory, and they can't remember who they are, and they don't know where they are. They just can't remember anything. I had a man tell me one time, he said, "Preacher, my wife's getting real forgetful. Said, I think she's coming down with ambrosia." Well, let me tell you, God does not have amnesia. But what God does have is the divine ability to put out of His mind any sin that we confess to Him, and God has the ability to delete them in such a way that He will never recall them again. And He said, "I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more." That means that if you were to stand before God one day, you stand there and you say, "Oh God, I'm so sorry I did that," and it's a sin you have confessed, God would look at you and say, "I don't recall that sin." You know why? Because the blood of Jesus has covered it. The blood of Jesus has cleansed it. And when we can understand that, and we can believe that, and we claim that in our life, folks, there is a release that comes. And if not, you're going to go dragging it around in your life, the guilt of it, all your life. When God has forgiven you and God has cleansed you in Jesus Christ, what we confess, God forgives. And what God forgives, God forgets. And what God forgets, He is never bringing up again. There's a fourth thing He does with confessed sin. Not only does He toss it, not only does He sink it, not only does He forget it, but He erases confessed sin. He erases confessed sin. Isaiah 43 and verse 25 said, I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake. God said He is the one that wipes out our transgressions for His own sake. Now, I went first grade at Geraldine School in Geraldine, Alabama. And we grew up in absolute poverty, and I never had a lot of stuff or anything, and went to school, and I was fascinated, absolutely fascinated, because it was first time I'd ever seen or been around a chalkboard and chalk. Now, I just thought when I got to school, that's one of the grandest things I'd ever seen. I mean, Miss Jolly would take that piece of chalk and she'd go over there and she'd write words. And then she'd take an eraser and she'd run that eraser across and those words would disappear. Now, I don't know about you. Simple minds easily fascinated. I was fascinated. I thought that's the grandest thing. That was as fascinating as that man's thumbtack and that wooden leg that I told you about. I mean, it was fascinating to see that board there. And she would ask, "Is anybody willing to go dust the erasers for us?" That was a big deal. And I'd volunteer to go out. And there's a big old rock thing out there that took the erasers out. And you'd dust them. And when I'd take those erasers outside, first few times, I took them and I opened them and tried and looked down. I tried to find the words. But y'all, they weren't in there. There wasn't any there anywhere. Why? They were gone. They had been erased. And listen to me. When God forgives sin, He erases it. And it disappears. And it ain't in there anymore. And you can dust the eraser all you want to. But all it is dust. It's gone. And what He wipes out will never return. What He deletes will never be recalled. And what He erases will never appear again. Boy, there is release in that. Some old nasty sin that somebody may have committed in your life. It may have been something as a teenager. May have been as an adult. It may have been as a middle-aged adult. Some nasty something in your life. And you did it. And then the Holy Spirit convicted you. And you went before God and you said, "Oh God, I am so sorry." And you ask His forgiveness. I tell you, He took that. He threw it behind His back. He sunk it in the sea. He forgot it in His mind. And He has erased it. And there's freedom there. Let me tell you one last thing He does with it. Just in case there's somebody that's not set free yet. Not only does He toss it, not only does He sink it, not only does He forget it, not only does He erase it, but He hides confessed sins. He hides it. Says in Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 20, "In those days and at that time, declares the Lord, search will be made for the iniquity of Israel, but there will be none, and for the sins of Judah, but they will not be found." I was watching that Learning Channel some time ago, and they had a program about lost treasures or something like that. And there was some doctor up in Kentucky that was real eccentric, and he had collected silver dollars. They thought hundreds of them. And he had buried them somewhere on his farm. And after he died, nobody had been able to find them. And one day a man came after metal detectors had been invented. A man came with a metal detector, and he spent weeks and weeks on that farm going back. One day he got near an oak tree, and beep, 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 that thing started beeping. And when it started beeping, he commenced digging. And he goes down and he found the stash of silver dollars that had been hid. And the doctor thought when he hid them, nobody would be able to find them. But let me tell you something. God said their sins will be gone and they will not be found. What God hides can't be found. Can't be found. No matter how hard we try, no matter what we use, sin that God forgives can never, ever be found. That's why our text tonight said, but if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God may collect tears in a bottle, and God may collect prayers in a bowl, but you can rest on the promise of His Word. He does not collect our confessed sin. And the Bible said, when we confess it, God will deal with it. He'll forgive it and throw it away. He will forgive it and sink it in the sea. He will forgive it and forget it forever. He will forgive it and erase it completely. He will forgive it and hide it eternally. There is release for God's people when they claim the promise of His Word. If we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us. Man, what a wonderful promise He has made. It is truth. It is truth because it is His Word. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now listen, tomorrow, when you're going about your life and the enemy tries to bring up something that you've done a long time ago or just done recently, but you've confessed it to God and you claim that verse that said what you confess, He will forgive and cleanse. When the enemy begins to whisper in your ear, you're no good, you're sorry, you know what you did. Listen, when he begins to do that, you say to him, listen, Satan, you have no right to deal with me. I am free in Jesus because he promised me if I would confess, he would forgive and he would cleanse. And you claim that promise and you will live in freedom and you will be able to walk in absolute release day by day. And folks, I can tell you, if you know Jesus tonight, you need to claim that promise. Every one of us who know Him needs to claim that promise of redemption. Now listen to me. If you don't know Him, there's another promise that you need to claim. The promise that you need to claim if you don't know Him is this, and it shall be that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And tonight, if you don't know Jesus, you can. And tonight, if you know Him, man, you live every day in freedom, released because of who He is. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you so much for the promise of your word and the truth of it and the freedom that your word brings. God, help none of us here to walk around day by day dragging a ball and chain in our life of sin that we've confessed and you've forgiven us and cleansed us, but we've never claimed the freedom that you give. So, Father, help us to be free and help us to be filled with the joy that comes in that freedom. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Brother Robert.